This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Sheriff Billy Hansel will hold a press conference today in regard to a deputy-involved shooting on Friday night that sent Hooper resident George Robbins to the hospital with a minor gunshot wound. Robbins was employed as a security guard at a construction site at the Martins Ferry Bridge when he was confronted by the deputy. For undisclosed reasons, the deputy fired at Robbins and wounded him. Robbins was treated at the hospital and then booked into county jail on an undisclosed charge. It's going to cost the county in excess of $17 million to bring county facilities into compliance with ADA regulations, and at today's Board of Supervisors meeting, the board will hear a presentation regarding the matter. The county entered into a consent decree with the Department of Justice last September, and it must meet a series of benchmarks every 3 months for the next 3 years to modify facilities, services, and programs so that they are accessible. The county was required to hire an architectural consultant to evaluate dozens of facilities, and the initial estimates are that it will cost about $15 million in construction, with other costs such as the consultant, staff training, and signage estimated at about $2 million. The estimate does not include the cost for any facility replacement or any new construction. The board will also approve a business contract with the accounting firm Clifton Larson Allen to conduct the county's audit for the fiscal year that ended on June 30th. And the board will receive a staff report from Public Works Director Tom Mattson on the Elk River Watershed Program. Staff have recommended the county pull out of the partnership that was formed with the Water Quality Control Board and other stakeholders in 2016 due to conflicts and scheduling. The county will receive $48,000 in reimbursement from the Water Quality Control Board. It's been a busy 2 days for CAL FIRE crews in Mendocino County. CAL FIRE had to deal with two quick-moving brush fires, including the Grade Fire, which forced the evacuation of residents and livestock from areas around the Baker Creek subdivision near Willits. Those evacuation orders have been lifted. The Grade Fire stands at about 900 acres and has led to controlled traffic where it impacts Highway 101 north of Redwood Valley. More than 400 personnel have been assigned, and command of the fire is being turned over to Mendocino County Fire as containment of the blaze increases. Further south in Mendocino County, air tankers dropped on a 20-acre fire burning on Cow Mountain east of Ukiah. The fire is growing, but it is not affecting any homes or outbuildings, and it's located in a nearly inaccessible area with only one narrow access road. State Senator Mike McGuire, touting his work in securing state funding for local career training and FAA programs at middle schools and high schools, and his work to secure the needed money to rebuild homes destroyed by wildfires, has announced he will run for re-election next year. McGuire's district includes all of Marin, Mendocino, Lake, Trinity, Humboldt, and Del Norte counties. McGuire said in a release that his focus will be on homelessness and affordable housing. They are top priorities, and that he will continue to work to secure millions of federal dollars for mental health and addiction services. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Yurok Tribe will host a special event tomorrow to note the opening of a new Boys and Girls Club in Klamath. The tribe teamed up with the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods, and it means that the tribe is the only registered tribe in the nation to operate a Boys and Girls Club. Tribal Chairman Ryan Ray said in a statement that the club will allow children to participate in productive activities, learn about tribal culture, and socialize with friends in a safe space. The tribe has additional plans to open a second Boys and Girls Club in Wichpec within the next 6 to 9 months. In other Yurok tribal news, the tribe, along with the California National Guard and law enforcement from the Bureau of Indian Affairs, conducted a months-long marijuana eradication effort on tribal lands. The operation resulted in the destruction of more than 100,000 marijuana plants and multiple hash labs, and the confiscation of hundreds of firearms, along with hundreds of pounds of processed bud. The tribe conducts the eradication efforts each year, and for the first time reports seeing fewer grow sites and less illegal activity than in previous years. The state legislative Republican caucus may have been opposed to the cap-and-trade bill passed by the legislature yesterday, but they have applauded one measure contained in that bill. SB 398 will suspend the annual fire fee imposed on residents who own property in state responsibility areas through 2031. About 800,000 Californians paid the fee each year, money that was used for forestry and fire protection, and it was initially passed in 2011. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.